Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today called Blind Eyes or Spiritually Blind. Blind Eyes or Spiritually Blind. Have you ever pondered this from God's Word about blindness? I want to talk about it. It appears, that word appears over 80 times in the Old and New Testament. And most of you, when I talk about blindness, are going to say, yeah, I get it. You can't see with your eyes, right? Isaiah 35:5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. That can be both physical and spiritual. And that's what I want to talk about today. Let's talk about the spiritual aspect of being blind. We see it every day in the streets, and we definitely see it in the churchianity places, spiritually blind. And the Bible has much to say about it. Let's get right to it. Isaiah 56:10. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. So it's talking about a spiritual blindness that they have. Isaiah 59:10. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Yeah, that's what happens when you're spiritually blind. It's talked about in Scripture. It's a danger. It's a warning for everyone. Lamentations 4:14. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. So the wicked, the sinful, the rebellious people act like blind people, dumb dogs, as that one verse said. They have not eyes to see. We're not talking physical here. We're talking about a much more dangerous thing, an eternal blindness because of their spiritual deadness. A lot like Pharaoh. Remember Pharaoh? Hardened his heart against God. And then God said, oh, I'll harden it even more for you, and made him even more blind. Sin, rebellion causes this blindness, and it brings on judgment. Genesis 19:11. Remember this account? The angels smiting the men that were coming to do lewd things with the angels. And they smote the men were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so they wearied themselves to find the door. In their sin, they were blinded by God, and they still were trying to find their way to go and do their sin. That one always amazes me. How about Zephaniah 1:17? And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. That is spiritual blindness right there. And look at what's going to happen because of it. You're going to reap what you sow there. The Bible even talks about God pouring blindness on beasts and animals, and it definitely affects people in this case. Zechariah 12:4. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and I'll smite every horse of the people with blindness. So God strikes their beasts, and that clearly affects them using the beast. So let's move to the New Testament. It has the same message about spiritual blindness. Matthew 9:27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. So here we have a physical blindness. Jesus healed a lot of people that were physically blind. And then we have that spiritual blindness that we're talking about, caused by sin, unbelief, dead hearts, rebellion. Jesus talked about the religious leaders this way. Matthew 15:14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. He's talking about spiritual blindness there, not physical blindness. Jesus called these leaders of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he called them blind many times. Matthew 23:16, Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. And Matthew 23:24, ye blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. That word blind in the Greek, touflos, it means physically or mentally blind, to not understand, to not see. How about Luke 6:39? And he spoke a parable unto them, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? So you got leaders that are blind spiritually. When they lead people, everybody ends up with more blindness, kind of the itchy-eared situation that Paul talks about later in the epistles. And we see in the scriptures that men that are unbelieving and in rebellion indeed end up spiritually blind. Romans 11:25. For I would not, brethren, that ye be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So Israel was blinded to a lot of the things of the faith. God eventually invited the Gentiles in. That was Paul going and preached to them in all of the epistles. We see that in Scripture in the New Testament. Even Satan's at work with this blindness. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See, Satan wants to destroy God's creation. So from his kingdom, this world, he shines into darkness, into people's minds that are already blinded, keeping them from seeing Christ and the glorious gospel. Spiritual blindness, the scriptures teach us, is really a heart issue. Ephesians 4:18, having the understanding darkness, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So it's all a heart issue. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. And so it's a blind heart issue. That's why we need, by the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ and repentance to him, we need the Spirit of God, and to walk in holiness and obedience and endure, that changes our stony heart to a heart of flesh. How about God telling us that his Spirit is at work in us and it will keep us from being blind? 2 Peter 1:8-9, he talks about many things we should do in the Spirit. And then he says, for if these things be in you, and abound, ye make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So walking in the ways of God are going to help us not be blind. And again, this one reminds us that sin blinds us. Sin, hatred against your brother, envy, spite, all these things can cause blindness. Check this one out. 1 John 2:11. I think I know people that have fallen into this recently. This verse lines right up. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So darkness can come over you so much that it blinds you from seeing the truth. Makes sense, doesn't it? It does. Jesus uses various ways to tell us these issues. Let me read a couple areas of scripture where Jesus talks about this blindness. John 12:37-41. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah had said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things saith Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. So God hardened their hearts and wouldn't let them see, like a Pharaoh situation, because they were in rebellion and they had unbelief, and God helped them with that. He helped them go further in that unbelief and blindness. They became vessels of wrath, lest they were able to repent one day. And then here in John 9, he gives us a little bit of a deeper explanation about all of this. John 9, 39 through 41. And Jesus said, "For judgment I've come into the world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were there with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see. Therefore your sin remaineth." So what is Jesus talking about there? Well, I think it has a lot to do with like James 4:17. "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." So the Pharisees knew more than they were letting on. They knew about their wickedness and their ways. They knew what they were about to do with Christ. And Christ is telling them, because they can see and know what is evil, they're not ignorant to it. They're not blind to sin. They knew exactly what they were doing. And he said, basically, you have no cloak for your sin. So ponder all of this. I hope you see that Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. He came to open eyes that would believe on him, open your eyes even further, and open your heart. But he also came to close the eyes and darken the hearts of those that set themselves against him. See, you do reap what you sow. That's a theme all through God's scriptures. So consider this physical blindness versus spiritual blindness that the Bible is full of. And then we should all test ourselves to see, do we have the light of Christ in us, or in areas in our life, do we still have darkness in us? Unforgiveness, hatred, sin, worldliness, false doctrine, whatever it is, we should get that out of us. Why? 1 John 1, 6 through 7. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." That's churchianity's problem right there. They got a lot of darkness in them. They do not walk in the truth. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." So we need to be in the light to be cleansed of the sin. We got to purge out the darkness. The only way we can keep seeing light is via the gospel, God illuminating us. Christ says, "You can do nothing without me." But then we got to walk in it and keep striving in it. If we go into sin, that light can be turned to darkness. Jesus warned in Revelation that he'd take away their lampstands, their light. And we don't want that to happen. No one lights a candle and puts it under a bushel. So we want to keep our lights burning for Christ. Remove the sin, remove the worldliness, remove the darkness. So I hope that blessed you. Spiritual darkness, blindness versus physical blindness. The spiritual one is definitely one that wants to be avoided. You can be physically blind and enter into the kingdom of God. If you're spiritually blind, you go off into the weeping and gnashing of teeth eternally. And it's going to come to even those who claim Christ. Matthew 7, "Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity." These are people that claim Christ, claimed a lot of signs and wonders, but he's going to send them away because he never knew them, because they're workers of iniquity. They walk in darkness. So hope that blessed you. Walk in the light. Be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Till I get to come to you again next time, check out don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources, the Ecclesia page. Adding to it every day. Loving God, loving our neighbors. Striving down on the gospel road. Preaching Christ to the world. The only hope. Salvation to come. Our glorious Savior. Love y'all. Till next time. May God be praised.